Now it is 10 o'clock. Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to call the May 17th Gila County Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order with the hearings taking place at 610 East Highway 260 in the Basin, as well as the Community Development Conference Room at 745 North Rosemofford Way in Globe. Would you please stand and Travis, would you please pledge allegiance?
Yes, I would.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Travis. Teresa, would you please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mickey Nye?
Present.
Bill Marshall?
Present.
Mary Lou Myers? Randy Slavnicka?
He's on the phone.
Travis Holder?
Here.
Terry Ottz?
Here.
And Lori Brown. We have a quorum.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Item number four, the agenda is a review and the approval of minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing for February 15th, 2018. Does everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yes.
Are there any additions or corrections? I would be open to a motion with regards to the minutes then.
I'll motion that we approve the minutes.
Okay, Travis has made the motion to approve the minutes of February 15th. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Terry Ott has made a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes. Thank you. Scott, anything from you?
No, Mr. Chair.
Bob, anything from you?
No, sir.
Okay. Item number five is a public hearing with regards to Z-1801, Gene Pendergraft, an application to amend the Gila County Zoning Ordinance for parcels 301-24-001, currently designated for limited residential use, which is R1LV12, to transitional residential TR, allowing the applicant to have a personalized engraving business. What we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to not have any commission conversation on this item. What we're going to need to do is table it until the next month's meeting. But what we want to allow is anybody in the public, and it's obviously in Payson, to express themselves on this issue. And then we'll bring it back to this commission next month for our decision. Right?
Yes. When you make the, motion to table it, table it to a date specific to.
So what would you...
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, can you explain to the public that's here why we need to do this?
Well, in order to bring some of these things to the commission, certain steps need to be followed, and some of the stuff is not done quite yet. The neighborhood meeting just took place, I think, over the weekend. The county hasn't had a chance to look at some of this stuff. So we need to allow the county some time to review the process to make a recommendation to us, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I think, and the big thing too is that they also need another application for the comp plan, and that we don't, we haven't processed yet at all.
Thank you.
So what I'd like to do is open it up to the public, and if there's someone in Payson who wants to speak, if they could go to the podium, state their name and their address, and then plead their case. Scott, you're in charge.
Uh-oh. Anybody? Come on up. You bet. Break the ice.
Yeah.
Name and address. And
do you want my mailing address or my local address? Or
anything today.
Okay. Well, where you sent it was the Ken Nichols, 8701 East Rose Street, Mesa, Arizona. I think my local address, I always forget the number, 6299 West Hart's Gravel, which is the next house up on Hart's Gravel from Gene Lee Pendergraft. So I did make a few notes, so, you know, if you kind of indulge me, I've never been to a meeting like this before, and I, got the letters in the mail, and I wanted to come and address, some comments that I had. And I did just get, I'm sorry, are you Bob?
I'm Scott.
Scott,
the gentleman in white. on the back side.
Okay, Bob, I spoke to you on the phone the other day. I did just get a copy of the agenda, and I saw something about a comprehensive plan amendment. I wasn't familiar with that, so I wanted to ask first if I could put a change in comprehensive plan needs. That wasn't something that was described in the letter.
What is change in comp plan?
Well, that just means we have to amend the land use designation on the comprehensive plan.
Would that be for the whole subdivision of Woodland Heights then? Would that apply to all subdivisions?
It would only apply to this one lot.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my comments. I took off from work today to come up from Mesa because I just thought it was important not only for me as a neighbor, but for the whole area to talk about what was being done. And as I mentioned, I'm the next door neighbor to Dean and Lee, and they're lot number one on Woodland Heights. I'm up lot number two, and I just wanted to make it clear to you and to them that I'm not here in any adversarial type of way. I'm really here objectively to find out what they want to do. To make certain that it's not only the right thing for them, but for you to see and for us to know that it's the right thing for our community, all the neighbors. In fact, I'm kind of at the same stage of life, so I respect, the fact that they want to start a business in retirement. And I guess not so clear in my own mind that it's the right place to be doing it on a residential property. Zoning exemption to a residential property, and that would be helpful to me and probably to the others. So, we could know, how you evaluate whether it's approved. And my thought behind that is, I did make a comment that it probably would get approved, one reason being there's businesses in front of it and around it, but not kind of considering the character of the residential area. So can I just ask that question first, what do you look at when you're granting an exemption?
I think we tend to look at what the impact of the neighborhood would be. That's probably the most significant thing. What I want that is something in my neighborhood versus it's not my neighborhood, so it's okay someplace else. So
okay.
I really think we look at what's the impact of the neighborhood, traffic, lighting, signs, whatever.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I think that pretty much nails it, yeah.
Okay. I did hear the comment that there are other businesses within view of their property. There's a coffee shop across the street. There's an antique store. But when I looked at this, I was considering the fact that we're part of a subdivision called Woodland Heights, Gene and Lee being lot number one, me being lot number two, and kind of thinking of it as a buffer, from the town into what is really residential, going back into Cool Pines. Past our property, except for across the street, there's really no commercial businesses other than maybe a little stinker, the septic place, and maybe one antique store. So my first thought was that, we're part of a residential division, and I think in the context of zoning, there are ideas of buffers, between the town and what would be residential going back, and I feel like this is really the buffer, Gene's and Lee's lot being kind of the gatekeeper, being lot number one of this, maybe 50 lot residential area called Woodland Heights, and that granting them this exception would kind of start opening up more retail opportunities for a residential area where people come for kind of quiet and residential enjoyment. So that was my first point. And then even looking at the regulation, and I'm not sure how you look at this, but a couple of things. I did talk to Gene and he said that he wasn't making anything, but in the application it says cabin creation making, and in your minutes it says making wood objects. So looking at the regulation, I think it's clear there's no manufacturing allowed at all. It really seems to stress just sort of service businesses, doctors, public utility entities, things that are low traffic, not anything where you would manufacture. I know it does say retail, but it seems that it's strictly sales. So, the cabin creation making, when I see the word making, I think of manufacturing. And I know Gene and Lee, they can comment on this, that they said they're not making anything, but I don't know if there's any other information about making that, has been disclosed to the board that would constitute a form of manufacturing that, you know, he's involved with this business. So I just feel that's something to be looked at. The other thing is in the regulation, it says in harmony with surrounding uses. And to me, the surrounding uses to this residential lot, which is the first one of this subdivision, is residential. You know, and, you know, from my point of view, you know, even though he's on the edge, you'd be the same as somebody who's in the middle of the subdivision, part of this residential area. So, you know, I kind of look at the regulation and see that, you know, the retail is allowed, but there might be something as a part of this business that would maybe be on the line or across the line. I know there's an engraving tool, which, you know, seems that it doesn't make that much noise, which I guess would be fine, but with any other type of construction involved, it doesn't seem like that would be under the transitional residential regulation. Can anyone tell me how you would define laser engraving, that if that would be a form of manufacturing or not, or making?
Artist work. We look at it more like artistic work.
Okay. Okay. The other thing that, you know, I just like to bring up, I know Gene had said to me, you know, that the town doesn't have this type of business, you know, a gift shop and a card store, that it really needs it. And when I heard that, I thought, if that's true, that could be a very high traffic business if it's something we don't have. And I don't think there's a card store in town, which could create more traffic than would be available, you know, inside of the, you know, four or five parking spaces that he has on the property there, and could cause overflow into the street, which could either come up Lamina, I think the street is, or across the front of my property, which is next door. So, you know, which would, you know, kind of disrupt, you know, the enjoyment of our properties, I guess, if cars are parked there. So, you know, I think that those are my comments. You know, I really personally haven't made up my mind. I guess, you know, just from my standpoint of being residential, you know, I would prefer not to have a business there. And I think it could possibly, not knowing in advance what's going to happen, could disrupt the character of the neighborhood, you know, starting here and possibly opening up in the future, you know, the ability to have businesses going further into, you know, the residential area of the pond. So,
well,
no.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Lucas. Do you have a homeowners association? That's a question I didn't know.
No.
Okay. Well, I can say that if, a hypothetical, let's just say that this gets approved and it becomes a nuisance, and the nuisance could be parking, like you said, it could be a number of different ways it becomes a nuisance. If it gets approved and it becomes a nuisance, then it goes away. The county can go in and, you know, deal with it as a nuisance, and then give them other alternatives.
Okay. All right.
That's correct.
Any questions from any of you on what I offer?
No.
I appreciate you taking the time to come and expressing yourself. Your points are good, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Cheryl Roberts, and my home address is 1463 East McNair Drive, Tempe, Arizona. I came up from Tempe this morning. My property address and time is 6259 West Lamina Lane. My sister, Janet Satterfield, and I co-owned home and time. It was our father, Alonzo Pence's property, until the time of his death 2 years ago. My father purchased the property in the 1970s, and at that time, the entire area was residential, and the purpose in purchasing it was to establish a home for the family and future grandchildren to come and enjoy themselves in a quiet environment. Although I certainly appreciate Mr. and Mrs. Pendergrass, they're lovely people. I've seen the souvenir work they want to produce, very nice. I am opposed to any further commercial development of property in the residential area. I've done some checking regarding our property values. I've been told that our property values will decline as a result of establishing any further commercial activity in the area. The private drive that goes up the road immediately next to Mr. Pendergrass's property and Mark's and so forth, going back initially back in the 70s, was a dirt road. my father, Bono, another neighbor in the area, and then a few years later when Mark moved in, they were the individuals who paid to gravel that entire road. Up until that point, it was dirt and very muddy, many winters. They have in fact gravelled it three times over the course of the years. So I would expect that if we do have an increase in traffic as a result of this being approved, that Mr. Pendergrass would assume responsibility for repaving and repairs to the gravel road that does run next to his property. Also, as I did discuss at the home on Saturday, I attended, there will need to be some work done regarding the water flow in front of the area of the home. I know now he has to sign up, I believe, looking for filter, going to fill in. It is a culvert there in front of the home. But in years past, we have seen that fill up quite a bit with water. And as the coffee shop, before them, the wine shop, had to do, they had to provide the plumbing and the, or not plumbing, but the work for the underground pipes that hurt the water, because water does flow through here. I know right now we're in a drought, it's hard to imagine, but believe me, over the years, I've seen the water flow through there quite a bit. So I just do want to bring that up as a concern. Also, I do have a concern, what occurs with the property, say a few years down the road, if the grass should sell, if you'd like to move, does the zoning change remain in effect for the property?
Yes.
Okay. So what occurs at that time, if say another business comes in, it definitely would be have a negative impact on the for the area.
The same thing would apply if it's a nuisance, the county would go in and deal with the nuisance?
Would you guys find the nuisance by the homeowners in the area or the county?
The homeowners are probably, the county's based on complaints. If the, okay. if the neighbors complain, the county reacts and it goes up there.
Okay. Yeah, because that's another concern I have. I've seen, unfortunately, in other areas where a zoning change occurs and then we have other problems as a result. At the end, hang on. If in the future something changes on the property and more and production does start occurring of materials or items to sell, is that something that the county would be involved with?
Yeah, well,
not really.
I don't know. I'm going to say that what he said in his application, he and his wife are going to be the only two employees. My thing is if they have add employees, that might change the situation a little bit. So, you know, if the terms of the agreement change, yeah, the county needs to be involved or a consultant.
Okay. Yeah, that is just like right in time.
We haven't defined any agreements or any terms or anything yet.
Okay. I appreciate hearing that. You are going to have another meeting coming up in June. I understand we were told Saturday that the meeting today was canceled. So I do appreciate hearing that there will be a meeting in June. I did call Monday morning to confirm that there was a meeting today. So thank you very much for your time and for hearing my input.
That's the 21st?
Yes, June 21st.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Patrick. I recently opened up a coffee shop right next door to Gene in Lay. And the first gentleman that came up here brought up a couple of points. Just as far as the manufacturing of the wood grading product that he's going to be selling. What that entails and how loud some of the machinery might be with the coffee patron sitting on the back deck enjoying a cup of coffee. I just don't know how that exactly would play out. The first gentleman kind of mentioned some of that. I just kind of want to push that home. Other than that, it's kind of the parking, how the layout would be of the retail shop with these concerns. Very nice people, just don't really know a whole lot as far as what this engraving shop will look like. And I just want to make sure that the machinery and noise of the products being created are not affecting the patrons enjoying their ambiance within the coffee shop. That's really the 2 points that I want to press.
Thank you, Patrick.
Can we get your full name and address?
Oh, sure. My name is Patrick Menzel. The business location is 6261 Hardscrabble Mesa Road. I'm just to the east of them And my main location is in Scottsdale, 10250 East Scottsdale Road, and apartment 261, 85258. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Mark Johnson, and I live directly east on 6258 Lamina Lane, which would be directly east of the property, and where there's like a 10-foot easement only separating our properties. And what I'm wondering is I've heard different things, like only the first 65 feet of that property would be rezoned commercial, and then where his house sits would be left residential. Is that true, or would the whole property be rezoned?
That is true.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not opposed to a little storefront at the front, but if they rezoned the whole property, I would be concerned, because later on down the road, they could sell it to Little Stinkers, and we'd have honey wagons and outhouses and stuff parked all up, across the street. But I guess that's my main concern, that our neighbors to the east of us are trying to turn their property into a trailer park. So anyway, I'm just more or less concerned, because I heard it was going to be the whole property, and then I heard it was going to be the first 65 feet of the property rezoned.
Yeah, Bob's got something.
Just to clarify, he had submitted an application asking for the entire property to be rezoned to TR. We were just as concerned about that as anyone else was, and we asked him to further restrict that down to only the front 65 feet, no more than that.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Johnson.
And I can just add that was another reason for us wanting to delay this till next month.
Okay, well, that was my main question about, the whole property, which is two-thirds or three-quarters of an acre, were rezoned. A pretty good-sized business could actually move in there at a later time, so. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Here. Anybody else?
Hello, my name is Robert Verhaen. I own the business that's located at 6152 Hartscrabble. Bob, I think you know who I am. Well, we work together on putting that together. We bought it from the bank, and we spend a tremendous amount of money in there getting rid of the water problems that we're going through. The culvert was dumping water off Hartscrabble Road right across the bottom of that, onto that property. The culvert that's over there on the right-of-way, I built that, put it in, concreted it, and it handles some of the water that's there. If they do a hard surface roof or any paving or any hard surface for handicap parking, I'm just concerned about the water situation and where it's going to go. I think the people that have been out there have seen the money that we spent to try to control the water. I don't have any problems with them trying to put a storefront in. I think it'd be good for Pine. I think they've got a kind of a niche market. The only concern that I've got is the manufacturing and what that entails. And I think, Bob, you'll probably, with the zoning people in here in Pine, will probably keep an eye on what they're going to be doing and how they're going to be handling that. That's really the only thing that I've got. Again, the zoning thing is what I'm, just to make sure that, we don't get into a full-blown manufacturing TR. TR is a residential, and when you get into manufacturing and that is way over TR, way into C3, and then into industrial, especially when you start to use a lot of machinery and things like that, 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day. But other than that, I have no further comments. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Murray.
I'm Dave Tack. I'm Robert's other half. We own the coffee shop where Patrick Menzel is our tenant. He's been a great tenant. He's built great business. and we want to protect him and his business as well as any future tenants we might have. Or if we decide to sell, we were restrictive, DTR, we abided by it. We were very cognizant of noise levels, of light levels. We have complied with everything that the county asked us to do. The one thing that, you know, I certainly don't want to hear is air compressors. I don't want to hear nail guns. I don't want to hear any laser. You know, it'd be like listening to a dentist drill all day long. And for Patrick's sake and for Kind Joe, I think that that would really be an issue over time. The business about, well, if they cross the line once the zoning has been approved, I just really have a problem with that. I think it is a difficult situation that you put neighbors in, that they have to complain. They're here, they're saying, and I don't mind storefront. I don't mind if the manufacturing is done off site. I think it'd be great for Pine. I'm all for Pine business, but I'm not for disrupting the noise, the lighting, and the traffic that goes by. So that's my concern, and I hope you'll take that under consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Fox. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Anybody else? Anybody else for or against?
My name is Gene Pendergrass. I'm the one that these folks are talking about, I guess. We do have a few people here that I'm glad they came up to speak. Some of the people that spoke here today did not show up to our open house that we had on the property Saturday. We did have some donuts and coffee and orange juice and ice water, and we had some examples of some of the items. So I get you on my address, 6273. And when we looked at this, I wanted to address a letter that I don't know if any of you have seen this, but it was a pretty harsh letter that came out. It says, Dear Homeowner, it was written to everybody, I guess, in the neighborhood. And wow, and they talked about something they didn't know what you're talking about. And I just wanted to bring it up. It said manufacturing hours. Well, TR zone, you are limited to certain hours. We were like 8:30 to max of 6. We're retired, so we're looking to really be open in the summertime. It said wood cutting. There'll be no wood cutting on the property. I do have a chainsaw. I used it last weekend. I'm thinning out our property, trying to clean up or firewise. So, but I do own one. Sawdust, that's ridiculous. So if any of you seen this, they said the constant screaming in this letter. I don't know what you're talking about. I do want to let you know that at that meeting, I'll bring in some more facts on a laser. A laser makes a noise of about 60 decibels, which would be a little softer than what I'm talking right now. It's kind of a hobby laser that's on the table. We're able to do things like this. I don't know if you can see that there, and I'll bring it to the meeting to show you. A couple of the other things that a laser will do, let me show you. First Communion, these are for pictures and things you might want to put in, so a laser can, what we actually did was take a picture of something on the computer, transfer it to the little laser, which is actually, to be quite honest with you, is a lot less than a bean grinder. So if somebody has a bean grinder in their house, it would be louder than this laser. So there's your noise. The other things, I'm going to show you another item. This is a little makeup case. We can put a person's name on it. So these are some of the things that we do with the laser.
Now, the cabin creation part came because we wanted to sell some things for people's cabins.
And I don't know if you can see this or not, how that shows up to you, but it says welcome on it. We're going to have some of these type items to show people. And these are things that you can order online. So it isn't something that you people haven't seen before. Maybe you even have it in your house. But we do have contacts. We have great contracts. Contacts are all over around the world. This little antler with the candle holder, I mean, that doesn't make any noise, and I don't use a chainsaw. Okay, I just want to let you know that. Now, the house, and Robert, right, he's put a lot of work in over there. As you know, I cannot go any farther. Once you guys approve, then I'm back to the county for permits on grading. You're going to tell me what that elevation is. You're going to tell me how I've got to drain it. So that will handle any drainage. We'll take care of that with the county. They're going to tell me exactly. I do want to let you know, this is a picture of, see that? Pine Joe Coffee Shop. If you were to walk this off, one, two, three, to the corner of my property, which is in the road, but the corner of the property, that Pine Joe sign, which I will not have anything that big in our neighborhood. No way would I have something like that that lights up on our sign. Our sign will be on the building. It'll be written, it'll be lighted until we close at 6 o'clock. It won't be on all night. That is 50 feet from my property line, this Pine Joe. Now remember, I'm only going back 65 feet. Okay? If anything, I would think Pine Joe and I would work together. Because I think if somebody would buy something in my shop like this, and I said, you know what? If you take this receipt over to Pine Joe, you might get 5 or 10% off on your coffee. I don't know. I mean, we could work together on these things, and that's what entrepreneurship is about. So I wanted to bring that up to you. This is a pretty neat, I want to show you one more thing I'm kind of proud of. Look at, this is kind of neat, you might be interested in yourself. This is done with a laser. It's got our names on it. I happen to be a Wildcat fan, so any OASU guys, hold that back for a minute. But it says on your guest log. So you can put this in your log cabin for you people that have cabins. Like we do, we have people come up and stay the weekend and they sign a guest book. So that's another item that we would be making with a laser. Quiet regulation, I just went over 60. It's quieter than a bean grinder. So I don't know where the noise comes from. Graveling the road. Now Robert has put some gravel down between his red building. Was that residential before you bought that? So Robert's was residential. Okay, that was residential at one time. So he was approved to put a little shop in there. And that's what I'm asking for. I do have to let you know, I talked to Moose Antiques across the store. They go, oh my gosh, Gene, that would be great. And I have their names, and I think it's probably in your records as well. They thought it'd be great. So I walked on down the street, and I went to the deli, Klein Deli, which I ordered pizzas, as you can tell, I once in a while from there. But I talked to the owners the other morning, and they said, Gene, that would be fantastic. Maybe we could work together on something. So I realized my building is going to start about probably 100 feet from the Pine Joe. I'm going in 65 feet, which will not have any obstruction from anybody behind me or beside me. Now on the other side of Ken, those people that you mentioned, they happen to do that brewery. And they came down, they were all excited, they thought it was great. So I got a small building and I got a small parking. You're right. There is small parking. I'm going to have a handicap parking spot. I think it shows it in the plan. This is an example of an example now. We would really like to do this building in logs, if you can see that. That will be an asset, not a hindrance.
Gene, if I can give you a suggestion, I would suggest that you provide Bob or Scott as much of the information as you can, like a picture of what you want to put up or you're proposing.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, I don't look at this as, this isn't confrontational at all. I don't want to, I would like to see this end up in a confrontational way with your neighbors or anybody else. I think, I think our function is only to take a look at the 65 feet off the side of the road is the, and the change of zoning. I'm an entrepreneur myself. I encourage it, but I don't think we are in the business of approving businesses or not approving businesses. You understand?
Okay.
No?
Sure. If you go by the facts, then I'll be happy with that as well.
I understand. And I know that Bob is working with you, and so is Scott. So. I really like to stay on track as to the zoning.
Okay. There's no toxic chemicals being used and there's no varnishes. That was also in this letter that was sent out to everybody in the neighborhood. We don't sand anything. We're not painting anything. I buy the item like this and I laser it. So that's all I have to say. So say Bob's got a comment. Thank you for your time, guys.
Does anybody have any questions for Gene?
Gene, I got one thing I would recommend. You heard some of the concerns of some of your neighbors, and you addressed a little bit of it. I would focus on addressing those concerns and getting with Bob Gould and Don and making sure you address those concerns within the next month.
Okay. Well, I cannot gravel somebody's road all the way around. That's not been done by anybody else. So I will be graveling where our building is, and I did address the quietness, and I'll go over this with Bob. The water drainage we talked about, and I talked to you about the coffee and the bean grinder. So the parking, I did mention the parking. We just have five or six parking places right in the front. So. That would be a dream. Okay, thank you. I will go over those though with you, Bob.
You certainly have that problem, right?
Right.
Bob,
say yes.
Yes.
All right, I'll get with you. We'll go over that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gene. Scott, is there anybody else?
Anybody else? I have one. Yeah, come on in. You want to add something to his earlier comment?
Excuse me. Let me take this out of here.
Since he brought up the road, I'm Mark Thompson, and I live directly east of Keene. And yes, that road, we have graveled it at our own expense. Different neighbors of mine have pitched in for the gravel, and I had a whole pickup truck that I filled with the gravel, and then I did all the labor myself. And but that road was in court in 1964, and the judge from Superior Court said the county will only maintain that road. Now, we called the county several times to have them do work, and I'm trying to remember the one before County Martin, what was his name?
Christensen.
Yeah, Ron Christensen got together behind our back and abandoned that easement and said, oh, it's too not wide enough to maintain. Well, we drive our automobiles up and down that road, and a backhoe isn't any wider than our automobile. I see no reason why the county shouldn't maintain that road like they're supposed to. I've seen a road grader up there, I'm pushing snow out, you know, and, but since the road was brought up on it, if you go back and look at what happened in 1964, they just went against what a Superior Court judge orders, which is the county to own and maintain that road. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Scott?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you happy you're there?
Oh, we have one more.
All right.
One more addition.
We're talking about the road.
Yes, sir.
And the ingress and egress coming off of Hartsgravel from where you saw my sign. I own 10 feet of that. 10 feet I've given up so people can go in and make that corner. If I put a pole right there, it's going to be real hard for anybody to make that corner. I know the neighbors appreciate that. I spent almost $3,500 on gravel in there. Might not look at it like it, but that's just gravel. That's not my tractor time. That's not the time I spent grading it out. The culvert that's in that easement right there, that cost me $1,000. And the pipe that's in the ground, that included that. The county didn't do any of that. That water ran across that road and cut that road. Mark, you've been there longest, you know what it did. And I kept that water over on that side, let it come across that culvert, and I hope the county, and I know you, will work with them, will make sure that that water doesn't come across. My building sits right there, and I've spent a ton of money trying to keep that water out of my building, and I just don't want to see that again. Again, I'm asking the county and you guys to just take a good, hard look at that and make sure that that water goes the right way. Because, like I said, we're in a drought right now, but man, when it rains, it comes down. The elevation from my parking lot south end of their property is almost 18 feet. I shot that grade. Well, I know. I mean, I've been an excavator for almost 45 years. So that's my biggest concern, and I'll work with them as much as I can. But that's my biggest concern, is the water and the parking. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Real.
All right, last call. I guess that's it, Mr. Chair.
I will close the public portion of this hearing. With regards to members of the commission, I'd like to take a motion to table this issue until the June 21st meeting.
Also move that we table until the June Zoning and Planning Commission meeting on Z1801.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen. Item number 6 is adjournment.
Aye. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn, please.
That's it.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, Terry has made the motion. Travis is the second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming, everybody.